the year as long as you need me.
Hey, Fast Freddy, first of all, where'd you finish overall? I think pretty good. And how much money did you make?
So I'm a little bit confused because I looked at two results. One showed 13th, but then one showed 11th. But on the 13th one, it said that Fernandez and Barso was in front of me, but they didn't score points today. So I'm going to assume I finished 11th.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. So if I finish 11th, I think that's 50,000.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about
that.
10th
was 100, right? I think it was a jump.
It was 50, 75, 90, 100, or something like that. So, I'm stoked on that. We just finished building the log cabin that I mentioned quite a bit before. So definitely could use this money to...
Is that open for Airbnb rentals right now?
It is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if you want to go, just, you know, let me know.
Right.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hey, tonight it seemed like I talked to some guys... And I couldn't really tell. I didn't walk track, and then I was up in the press box. But was it Vegas, Salt Lake-y, dry-ish out there?
Yeah, no, definitely. It was. It kind of reminded me of, like, a Colorado or Salt Lake for sure, or
yep.
Vegas.
Right.
It did, like, I actually thought it had better moisture at night now than it did earlier in the day, probably because it kind of came back up.
Yep.
But, yeah, it definitely kind of reminded me of that. Got to be a little more patient on the track, not to slide out and all of that fun
yep.
stuff. But I enjoyed it. Like, I know the track was pretty simple, and obviously we didn't have whoops, and lap times were tight, but from a fan standpoint, I think that was probably good. And from my standpoint, I had fun. Obviously, I did well tonight, so I'm happy about that as well. But, like, I still felt like there was passing opportunities, and, I mean, I got passed by a few guys, and I passed a couple guys, so I don't feel like it was any worse than any of the other Supercross tracks as far as passing goes. So I had a blast. It was fun.
Which round was your favorite?
I would say this one, for sure. Yeah. The other two, they were cool. Second favorite, I would say, was Concord. It was fun. Definitely something new, and it's new for everyone. And I'm glad that they are doing this. And also, you know, like, the opportunity for me, someone like me, to make some extra money. Like, it goes a long ways, to put it that way. So I'm really thankful for that. And I think for a fan standpoint, I think it's probably kind of cool as well that they're doing something a little different. And yeah, kudos to those guys. I think it was a good thing. So I'm looking forward to it next year again, hopefully.
Have you enjoyed your time over here, riding back on a Suzuki and riding for these guys? And do you have anything locked in for next year?
I don't have anything locked in for next year yet, but I definitely haven't been enjoying it being with these guys. They're a good group of people. Bike solid. I really enjoy the Suzuki. I've actually spent a lot of my career on a Suzuki. So I do really like it a lot. Obviously, I kind of came into the team last minute for outdoors, and, you know, we've been building throughout the year, and it's been really good. Like I mentioned to you before we started the interview, like, it's been my best season of my career. I'm not getting younger, but, you know, I'm 31, so to have my best season and continue to climb, it's good. And yeah, these guys have done a really good job to try to provide everything they can for me as a racer to be the best I could be. So I appreciate that.
So I did some math. You were the only guy to go to every race this year. You didn't make every Supercross main event. You scored points in every moto, and then you were at every Supercross, I believe, and didn't make the main. So you were the only rider to be at every single race this year. So congrats, Freddie. You're a rock.
Thank you. Yeah. That's pretty awesome, actually. Like, when you texted me this week and you asked me, like, hey, have you gone to all the races?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't think I would be the only guy, that went to all the races this year. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty pumped on that. And, no, it's been really good. I'm actually, you know, I haven't, like, I'm not injured. Like, we're all fighting with stuff, of course. But I'm actually going in on Monday to do surgery on my wrist and elbow. I have some little nerve stuff I got to, you know, relieve, to put it that way. Very simple surgery. I'll be back on a bike in just a couple of weeks. But other than that, like, it's been good this year. So I'm super pumped on that. And, yeah, it's hard to complain.
Great work, Freddie. Thanks, man.
Thank you.